Osama bin Laden remains the prime suspect in the terrorist attacks of September 11th. Bin Laden's family in Saudi Arabia has issued a statement condemning those attacks. The family disavowed him years ago, and U.S. officials who've questioned many of bin Laden's 53 siblings and other family members have not linked anyone else in the family to terrorism. Even so, the September 11th attacks are causing big problems for the family business, as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
In 1996, terrorists bombed the Khobar Towers near Dhahran, Saudi Arabia, killing 19 U.S. servicemen. The towers were rebuilt by the Saudi Bin Laden Group, the biggest construction company in Saudi Arabia. It's also an international conglomerate with interests in industrial and power projects, chemicals, mining, manufacturing, retail, trading, and telecommunications, and an estimated $5 billion in annual revenue. Royal patronage was the key to the family fortune, starting back in the 1930s. King Abdelaziz lived in the sweltering city of Jeddah, a three-day camel ride from the family's mountain getaway in Taif. The king wanted a new highway, and European road builders said it couldn't be done, according to Terry Bennett, the bin Laden's family doctor. But Mohammed bin Laden, an illiterate Bedouin from southern Yemen, said it could.
And that's exactly what he did, with no mathematical skills, no ability to read or write. And the road exists to this day, and it's a very frightening road, but it, by God, goes from the beach at Jeddah to the mountaintop at Taif. Well, that was such a feat that he became a legend and favorite of the king.
Next came work on the royal palace and the Grand Mosque of Mecca, and then exclusive rights to all construction of a religious nature. Sheikh Mohammed bin Laden became the king's friend and confidant, and that close relationship was passed down to their children. And so it was quite a scandal when Osama bin Laden publicly denounced the king for inviting U.S. troops in during the Gulf War. Abdel Najem is a professor of international relations at Boston University.
The family is fairly quick to distance themselves from bin Laden then. And that is when the break happens in a business sense, in that he's cut off from the family business.
The Gulf War brought the bin Laden Group more business opportunities and chances to forge ties with international corporations, ties many companies continue to defend. Citigroup and the Dutch bank ABN AMRO provide financial services to the bin Laden Group. General Electric and the bin Ladens are part owners of a Saudi Arabian power equipment company, and Motorola sells them telecommunications equipment. Motorola's spokesperson is Jennifer Wyrock.
From our research, the Saudi bin Laden Group is not apparently connected with Osama bin Laden in any way.
But other companies are getting cold feet, including British paging company Multitone, which says it's suspending its business with Baud Telecommunications. Company officials said they didn't realize Baud was owned by the bin Laden Group. Unilever and Cadbury Schweppes, which have used bin Laden's subsidiaries to distribute products like Snapple and Mazola margarine in the Middle East, are pulling back. They say it has nothing to do with bad publicity. But Abdel Najem says clearly Osama has been bad for business.
Their name, bin Laden, which was their biggest asset, has now become their biggest liability. So much so that they've had to change the names of some of their businesses.
Family friend Dr. Terry Bennett says what's happening to the bin Ladens isn't fair. He cites their philanthropy, including generous donations to Harvard University and to a program to build trust between Israeli and Palestinian youths.
This is a very, very lovely family. And they have, and I bet you have in your family, somebody you don't like to talk about. I know I do in mine. But they got 54 siblings we're talking about here, and one of them is a madman.
Dozens of bin Ladens were living in the United States at the time of the attacks. After talking to federal agents and being hounded by the press, Bennett says, most have gone back to Saudi Arabia. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.